This week, we've begun to take a look at the first chapter of the New Testament, and we see that the New Testament begins with a genealogy, something that most of us have a tendency to either read very quickly or to skip altogether. Luke waits until the third chapter of his gospel to give a genealogy, and he starts with Jesus and goes backward all the way to Adam. Matthew starts in the past, in the generation of Abraham, and comes forward to the birth of the Lord Jesus. We said yesterday that this gospel is aimed toward Jews, not exclusively, but mainly, and Jews would especially be interested in the genealogy from Abraham on, because Abraham marks the birth of the covenant, the beginning of the Jewish nation. And so we see a peculiarity in this genealogy, and the peculiarity centers around the names of women. For instance, when you study the genealogy, you will see the name Tamar. You see that actually in verse 3, and Tamar bore a child to Judah. She wasn't actually married to Judah, if you know the story in Genesis 38. You will also see the name Rahab in verse 5. You also see the name Ruth. You also see a reference to the woman who had been the wife of Uriah. Now, here's the great question. Why are those women cited? All of these men had wives, or at least there had to be mothers in the procreation, but only we have these women. Why? I'm Ronnie Stevens. This is Rampart. Visit us at rampartpublications.com.